You are listening to BensTorah.com.
One of the Sianis over there in the Midbar, so it says, V'yishak Hashem ba'am, so the Chosh and Sotah. Moshe Rabbeinu sent poisonous snakes. V'chubur ho parsha. So it says over there that the Baruch Hashem told him, make a snake. V'yas Moshe Nachash Choshes, made out of copper. V'simel, and he put on a staff, on a banner. And anybody got bit would look, Hibit al Nachash and Nachoshes v'choy, and he would be out of jobs, right? The doctors. But the component, that's what happened. So the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah more correctly. So Gemara says, kids with time, Asal Chasav Simo Isal Nais, put a Vahaya call Nashav Aras of a Chai, Vahi Nachash, Mamis or Nachash Machaya, the Nachash who calls it, Ella Bisman Shiswa Mastaklan Kape Maila. It was a way of getting Mishabdin Aslibam Lavim Shemai Shemaim, how you misrapid. Vim Lav, how you make him. Not the opposite, right? Something bad would happen to them. So, like Ramban says over there in Chumash, so he says, V'yadu medarke arifuas, V'nir b'seina b'seida dovaze, ki hu medarke ter shekol maseh neis b'toich neis. Tosi an nezik b'mazik, in other words, you could take away a neis b'toich neis. Here's a, how do you get someone to it gets bitten by a venomous snake, so you use a snake to make him better, right? Neis b'toich neis. And as you think, as you need something the opposite, you're using the same thing itself. So he says, like you find other places. Elisha wanted to make the water sweet, so he put salt into it and so forth. Shekol neshuch baleres, he's talking about some ways of bereis d'musim. He says it's known that if you look at something that was mazik, you'll make it worse. So he says, he's a married exact. He says, somebody's bitten by a wild kelev, like a rabbit. Rabbit has rabies. Acheshin ishtad b'chol yavim yikubel nashesin shlof. You'll take from this person his mei raglaim, his urine, he says, and you put into a microscope, klis chuchis. He says, yir b'zad d'mus, you'll see klovim in there. And you'll try to do it physically, and you won't, you'll see it, but you'll try to take it out, it won't come. It's not a physical zah. So he says that it's some kind of nace that the Torah has certain ways of going ahead and being a rapper person. So it's what's called a zgula dikazach. So let me ask you something. So in those days, when they went and they looked at the nachash, so somebody got bit, and for some reason he was outside the machanez. He allowed to go out of the tchum in order to go ahead and look at the nachash and nachashis. Pekuch nefesh, right? It's pekuch nefesh. So first, I'll just cite a Birke Yosef, right? The Chidon Birke Yosef. The Chidon Birke Yosef says like this. Maisa be'ish echad, in Simon Shun Aleph, in the Urchaim. Shematza sgula achas b'sefer ksav yad. He found a sgula, the way of some kind of sgula for refuas. Ma'adam godel me'arishaynim. L'misha shosa sama mavis. Somebody drank some kind of poison, you know. Lichtoiv loiv. To write something down over there, and he would write something, whatever it is, he doesn't really say what it is, and it used to, by writing it, it used to, like a kameya, right, what's called a kameya, Vienis and Eipschitz used to write kameyas, Kiyadua, and the Yaivitz came out against him. He said that he was writing things that have to do with Shabsai Tzvi, and he has a whole sefer called Luchas Ha'edus, a small little sefer, and he went around to Gdolim that were matzdik. He showed them what his kemeh is about. Chas v'shom, they have nothing to do with the Ivets. Was very, first of all, the Ivets had a printing press. He was able to really, go against him. But one of the letters he has is from the Vilna Goyen. Now, the Bienes and Eipschitz was in the 70s. And the Vilna Goyen was, I think, 32, if I'm not mistaken. And he goes to him for a letter, which is a Meridika Rachan, who the Vilna Goyen was, 32. And Rabbi Yonis and Eibschitz was he was called the Rebbe Rabbi Yonis, and not because he was before Chassidim, but because he was the Rebbe of all the Rebbes, and then all the Talmidim of the Gedolei Leidor were his Talmidim. Right? He was the Rebbe of all the Rebbes, as they called the Rebbe Rabbi Yonis. So over there, the Goyen writes, "Mitzara ni al sefer Torah shorim mitzara," some lashon like that. And he says, "I looked at his kameyas and avada. They're always gahal." Right? They say one time they opened up from Naftali Katz, the Baal Smichas Chacham on Brachas. It was a big, very big makubal. They opened up one of his kameyas, Baal Shem Tov, and it said just the one word, Naftali. So he said, that's the pshat, kol ha-kairas rabba b'shem, is ki ilo ha-higas ha-shem b'yisi-yaisim. Now they call you Rebbe by his first name. He says, it's like saying the Baruch Hashem's name. You see, Rav Naftali Katz, just his name, putting down his name, has such powers, it's kiviyocha like the Baruch Hashem. So such thing as kameh, right? The Mishnayos talk about it. On Shabbos, you're allowed to go out with it and so forth. So he says that it worked. V'hi ayayim, leil Shabbos kodesh. Ira shenari Yisraelis shasa sama, she drank some kind of poison. V'eschilu la divke bitka, divke ledavke misa. It looked like she was going to die with Chumal Tzlan. Ubo etzel ishala, so he went to this person who wanted to write these commands. Beleil Shabbos, on Friday night, v'kam v'kasav ha-kameh l'naira. V'teke v'ki, and she taka regurgitated it. V'amda al-boy, and she was, oh, b'yem ha-Shabbos, noyde be'ir, kol ha-shenasa, Allah nazalav medina shechil Shabbos. People started saying, the guy's a machal Shabbos, what kind of thing is that? The Gemara in Yuma daf pei. So Gemara says like this. Brisa says, "V'kfar hoyer b'shmal Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Lozer ben Azaria mahalcha medech." So Rabbi Shmal, Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Lozer ben Azaria, v'Levi Asad Rabbi Shmal ben Asher Rabbi Lozer mahalcha nachwein nishla shelu zu b'fneim menayin lepukuach nefesh adeiches haShabbos. Why it says Shabbos? It's a different thing. But pukuach nefesh, how do you know it's deicha? Call it Tarkula. Over here, the Gemara says Shabbos. That they go into, maybe Shabbos is in a different madrega. It's Hutra. So Rabbi Shmuel says from this pasuk. Rabbi Kiva says from this pasuk. So Gemara goes to a whole. The Brisa says all kinds of things. Rabbi Lazar said this pasuk. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda says they all said pasuk. Amar Rabbi Damer Shmuel. So the Meira Shmuel comes along and says, "Iavi Hasim. If I would have been there at the time when all these Tanaim were discussing what the pasukim was." Have a mina didi for me to do. Mine is better. Chai behem, v'loshiyam is better. Chai behem, v'loshiyam is better. So Gemara comes out that Taka Shmuel is better. Gemara says, this one you have this kasha, but one of the kashas they have is, on those drashas is Ashkechen Vadai. Maybe only Vadai Pekuach Nefesh. Safik Menolim. In other words, we have a clown in the Torah. You go after Rav, right? So Rav, let's say, so you have to know it's pekuach nefesh. But if you have a suffik pekuach nefesh, mechit taisi, you can be makel by suffik pekuach nefesh. So that's what v'chaybem taisi says, that v'chaybem is mash called sad that you can make the guy live. Even we know, which the Gemara says later on, that even if you have a sad miyit, right, it's pekuach nefesh. Pekuach nefesh mut. Even if there's a sad miyit, you go ahead and you mechal Shabbos, you do isur. So the question is that, so this Meira says, what do you want from me? I was Mechal Shabbos. It was Pikuach Nefesh. That's why I wrote a Kameya. Yeah. Right? We saw here the Rebbe's Tish list yesterday. And the Rebbe wrote it Kameya on Shabbos. So there was Taka Maisu, Shlomo Kluger writes in one of his tribus for him, Maisa Be'ir Zlotchev, I think it was. That what happened was a certain person, his wife was very sick, I don't remember the details, and he says, so they wrote a kvittel on Shabbos, and one place says they telegraphed it, another place they wrote it, they went through tchum, this, that. Shlomo Kluger went wild. He says, what kind of business is this? It was sent to the Sar Sholem Abels. So they said, the Sar Sholem Abels said, now I have no choice but to be merapid a person. The guy was, I don't want it to be a chil Shabbos. I have no choice. I think then the Brzhana Rav Epis got involved with it, and he said that. So what is it based on? Oh, so I'm sorry, we don't have the sheets today. So it's based on this, on the following. In Yuma, again in Yuma, the Gemara and the Mishnah actually, in Pei Gimel. Listen to this. Mishnah says in Mishnah in Pei Gimel. Misha Achzoi Bulmis. Somebody who all of a sudden has Bulmis. Rashi says, "Choyli ha'oiches machmes ra'avain." He has a sickness that all of a sudden gets very hungry. What's called bulimia, right? Nowadays they call bulimia. A person eats with a sickness that he keeps has to eat. In other words, but it's talking about Yom Kippur. So you're allowed to give him to eat, you're allowed to give him dvarim tmeim, right? That's pikuach nefesh. Misha nashcha kelev shaita. Somebody gets bitten by a rabid dog, right? A dog that has, that's what's called rabies. Ein machilin oisai mechotza kovet shaloi. You don't give him to eat from part of his liver. What was that talking about? V'rav Masya ben Cheresh Mate. You can give, you take the rabid dog, you take out part of, I'm not sure what the chutzah covet is, whatever part of the liver, and you give it to eat. Zokt Rashi, he says, va'afapi shenoygin ha-reifin berfuah zu. Even though the reifin, that's what they do, in other words, when they get, you get bit by a dog, so you take that dog, I guess you kill him, whatever, you take out his liver, and you give part of the liver, and you give it to the person who got bit. Zu ain't a refuah gemura lahatala is a behemoth man. It's not a refuah gemura. It's not a refuah gemura. Rav Masi ben Cheresh Mate, kasab a refuah gemuri. In fact, the Kappas Tamarim, the Sefer, you know, the Maram Chaviv, in the Sefer Toysus Yom Kippur, Madad Gemara, koshuli, Masha Kosu, time to abonin. In fact, the Toysus, the Kappas Tamarim, what does it mean, what does Rashi says, the Savri ain't a refuah gemura. The mashmas of dvar malol ratzam der fuz ulapamim sometimes is mala rucha ulapamim ain't a mala rucha nimtsa the ain't a refu gemura lefika chasucham v'zet tema beinai the kiven the yesh pamim the mala rucha sometimes it helps lama lo nachal oisam mishum safik v'lo kaimalan safik nefashas deicha shabbos sachamura kol shken shari surin safik nefash what's the difference even doesn't even have to be it's even me if the gemara comes out. Right, that's what we paskin that even a miyut. How much is a miyut? Rachman son, you know, tiftach pel satan, driving a car. Why is that mutter exactly? It's a big shayla. So the Mam Shik says if it's a miyut, should be miyut. It's hard to be magda what that's called, right? But
you can't walk down the street.
You can't walk down the street. You're right. I was last week in Lakewood Shabbos, and if you ever walk in Lakewood, there's hardly the lights are terrible there at night. It's horrible. So I got scared. I said, what big deal we're walking. The side is that all of a sudden she shows me this week in a newspaper article, somebody was walking and two guys started shooting them at them. It turned out it was paintball things, but that's, yeah, you're right. You think, you know, we're safe. But on a kuponim, good. So that's hard to be magda what's called, but we know, Suffolk Pekuach Nef, even if it's less than a 50, even if it's me, right, we're Machal Shab. So why can't you give him this chatz kovet, right? If it works, it works. The Yaisar Yanira, so the Sefer Taisi Yom Kippurim, the Kappas Tamarim says, Lefarish, the Rabbanon Savi, they ain't a fool, klal. They hold that it's not a fool, a kachasur. Rav Masi, and Cher Svir, like the Hur fool Gemura. It is a fool. He says that's why the Ran, who quotes Rashi usually, leaves out the words Teva Gemura. It's not Sheina Refua. It's not a Refua at all. Okay. Later on, he brings a Rambam. So I want you to listen to the Rambam. So listen to this Pirush Mishnayos. Ve'ein alochik ar masim en cheresh. We hold you can give a bezeh shumate la'achal adam hakoved shol kelav shaita to eat the liver of this dog. Kize einoy moyel ela bederach zgula. This is not a physical thing. It's a zgula. Now, I'm not really sure what that means. What does it mean it works? If it works, it works. I mean, what does it mean it's only derach zgula? We know, I mean, it's like saying certain medicines we know helps for things. Why? Because some there's reaction. Teretz, it seems, is there's no way of explaining it on a scientific level, on a whatever, that why it works. It's a zgula. V'chachamim saivim ki ein oivrin al mitzis el berfuah belvad ritzalayim advarma merapim beteva v'udavar amiti oitziu adaz v'nesoyin akar v'lehemes. He says, aval, for instance, jaundice, right? We all know, right, that jaundice, the way to get rid of jaundice is by using pigeons, right? I told you once I was in Eretz Yisrael, the guys, the chassidish guys tell me, I said, come on, you know, like, doctors don't believe it. It's a, doctors don't go to mikveh.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
He says, when you go to mikveh, you hear all the latest news. So when you go to mikveh, you hear. Someone says, you know how you get rid of gale? You know, gala, I don't know what to call it, of jaundice? You use the pigeon thing. So whether it works, there are people who swear that it works. Aval esrapes bedvarm shem merapim bezgulasim asa. Ki koichem cholosh einem etzad adas etzay rochuku v'itayne chalushim en atoyah. V'zeh ikka de'eyu zecher ki u'ikka gol. It's not clear what that means exactly, how we determine what's called a skula, but he says, if something's not a natural, there's no way to explain naturally, but it does work sometimes, I guess, with skula. So Rav Masi ben Cher says, tak it's mutter. But he says, us. So that he says, we paskin, that's us. So that's the shiloh over here. That if something like a kameya is not a natural zach, you can't write a kameya, you have to have koichas, you have to be an adam gol, you have to be rabbi yonis and aibshitz, or naftali katz. So then it works. You have to, a kfitl of a rebbe, okay, a rebbe has certain koichas, zgulis, it's not a natural zach. Therefore, on that, that's what they're saying is that you can't go ahead and be mechal Shabbos in order to, or you're doing this, or if it's something that's a zgulis. Right? That's the pshat in this. So now, comes along. So first, I want to bring a raya, l'choyra, to this. I believe that Shabina Rav says this raya.
Why don't we say that Kedai Gu Lismachalo,
that what, the what? Kedai Lismachalo. You mean if Chalila, we had such a situation. Yeah, right, but I don't know if you say, if it's a Chil Shabbos, Lismachalo Shastachak means when it's a Mutam Mitzad Adin, or it's a Din Durabonon, you could be Seimach. The Gemara says, "B'shoshikar." When David made the shisin in the mizbeach, right? When you put the nisach yain and nisach hamayim, so it says he was kar the shisin to bake it. So all of a sudden, the water came up. The Gemara Makas also, "Kafat ta'im abayil mishnah b'alma." The water started coming up, and it was going to go ahead and bring a marble to the world. Amar David, chamesh ma'alus. He said, "Shir ma'alus v'ridin." Then it says over here, I'm sorry, I read it from the wrong place. Yeah, I'm a David. Mi ika di yodi shor lemicht of shame, achaspa v'nishta b'tahoima. Does anybody know, are you allowed to go ahead and write the Shem Hashem and throw it, and it should stop the water from coming down? Leka de kamala midi. Nobody knew what to say. I'm a David called the yod lemeima ino ima yachanek b'greinai. It says, whoever doesn't, chas v'shom will be yachanek. Nos achi teufel, right? Kal v'choyim b'atza. Right? We learned a few weeks ago, the Kohen writes, Shem Hashem is Nimcha Kalamayim, Amrit Tarshmi Shinichta B'Kedushi Yimach Kalamayim, Lasa Sholem, La Kol Oilem Kula, Alachas Kama V'Kama. Right? It's Akava Choyme. That's Achitofel. It's one of the things Achitofel Vaisos taught him. So whole Shaila, because it says if you learn two things from somebody who's called the Rebbe, why isn't this the third thing? I think maybe Rashi and Abba says, I don't remember. But a kuponim, why do you need a kavah chaymer? Why isn't it a pikuach nefesh? It's mashal pashtus, because it's not a natural zach, you write the Shem Hashem, it stops. It's a school of the gazach. David Melch knew how to do it. That, you need the kavah chaymer. You see, the kavah chaymer is, lasas shalom, you're allowed to do. But as pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to do. That's the pashtus. Okay, of that gemara. So I think the Shabina Rav says it. So now I just want to read to you a Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer has a tshuva like this. Koyin sheyesh l'choylin nichpa. A coin that has what's called nichpa's epilepsy. Where a person, as far as I understand, that person has an epileptic seizure, what happens? They fall down? Or?
Yeah, yeah.
Usually. Right. So that's what nichpa means. He becomes kofu. I don't know if he means literally, no, but it could be a sakana that when he goes ahead and all of a sudden has an epileptic seizure, he could be near the water or fall down, he could be near a furnace, you know, Chalila could be. V'nimtza b'sefer, he found, Shiyitin yodo liyad urul mace, should take a gimel vav yod mace, v'yoyim alacha, should say something, Kach memeni achoyla, take from me this sickness, and the Chassam Sefer doesn't make away with this. She'enai mazik l'cha, because you it's not going to be mazik. You become epileptic, you're dead. Right? What's up, has to be an oral, I don't know. To me, you'll make better. It worked. So now, what's the question? He's a Kohen. This week's parsha, he's a Kohen. What? Avim Kohen Mutter, no, that's a Machloikis. The Machloikis is make a Shliach. But he's not Metame Ba'oil, that's one Shita, but Negiya, you can't. Okay?
That's we said before in Yuma.
Oh, one second. Mutal lismach l'asam magames. So the Chassam Sefer seems to be maker. He goes into, maybe he could be semech if he's tamei, and we're all tamei meis anyway nowadays. So if we're tamei meis, there are shitas and rishonim, it's mashma, that if somebody's tamei anyway, there's no issue being tamei, which we're not semech on Allah, of course, but he says, but maybe in this case, but he seems to be matter certainly soon. So one of the questions is, like Pesach is asking, what do you mean? But a derech zgula, you're not mate. So I'm not saying that's what the Chassam Sef is going on, but I want to learn, so it would be nice to see the insight. I heard over in the Tziv once, what was the, I was with Rav Moshe, I was driving, and this goes back 27 years ago, Rav Moshe Shapiro, and there was a fella going around making a whole thing like this, a certain balabas. I remember even he asked Rav Bel Yitzvei, I was there when he asked Rav Bel Yitzvei. And Rabbi Yitzvei was a little sharp to him. And he says, your business is to support Torah, not to ask kashas. He told him, like, he was a little upset at him. But he said like this. In Shulchan Aruch it says that it's a Chuvas Rajba. If someone is, Rechman Atzlan, a girl, the Maaseh Shai, a girl, the Goyim took her and she's going to be Gishmad. Right? It's a famous halacha in Shulchan Aruch. And if you don't go out of the tchum on Shabbos and save her, b'chmatzon, they'll make her into a Christian. She'll be a Christian the rest of her life. They'll take her, and you won't be able to get her. So the Rajbah's matter to be Michal Shabbos to go ahead and save her life. He says, because pekuach nefesh is avad, just like it means pekuach nefesh legabe someone that physically, some ruchni is too. So this person asked, okay, so therefore, why can't I have my kids be Michal Shabbos to come to my house to have a suda on Shabbos and make them be Michal Shabbos or be Michal Shabbos, do all kinds of things, why? Maybe you'll make them frum. And if you'll make them frum, right, if you'll make them frum, then you're allowed to go ahead and be Michal Shabbos. What's the difference? Just like you're allowed to be Michal Shabbos to save a person, so too, it's a suffix. If it's mutas pekuach nefesh, suffix pekuach, even if it's a small chance, you could do it. He has to have palm, he has to have, he was going around to all the gdayim by the good conference. You know, that can't be, but it was a good question, it was a valid question. So, Ramesh asked me to take me to this person to see for money, right? And so we went to his house. And first he ran in, took off his shorts and put on his long pants. And I remember very clearly. And then he asked him the kasha. On the spot, Rav Moshe answered him the following. So I remember I told Rav Moshe, we'll see what the Shakatai will. As a Gemara in Bav Metzia. He said a Tosis, but I'll do the whole Gemara. The Gemara says, Ashkechei Rabba Babol Eliyahu. Rav Abo frowned Eliyahu. The koy be beis akvaris shall oiv de kachovim. He was in a beis akvaris of oiv de kachovim, and he has some shaylas and bametziyah de kashaylas. What else you're going to ask Eliyahu, right? He didn't ask him, you know, the pnimiyah satira. He asked him the real pnimiyah satira. Maushi saw the bal choyv, and he asked him questions. Then he told him, I'm a lay, lav koyin, humar. Aren't you a koyin, by the way? Pinchas is Eliyahu. Eliyahu's a koyin. My time of what are you doing in Marba Basic Kvar? What are you doing in Basic Kvar? Amalei, didn't you learn Tyrus? It says, Obshimbe Chai, like you said before, Kivrein Shalad Kachavim, Eim Etamin. Shenema, Vaetan Tsoini, Tsoin Marisi, Adam Atem, Atem Kuim Adam, Vaina, Ena Umasailam Kuma, Vain Aida Kachavim Kuin Adam, right? Is that called the Adam? Even though Tesis says many times we find the Gemara says, Ashiyasa Oisa Oisam, Ha'adam v'chai behem, right? So Yisrael, Kohanim Levim Yisrael, no nema ha'adam afilu akum va'isik b'tayra. So he says, Gemara says Adam. Taisa says Adam is only a yid, but ha'adam includes a akum. So Taisa says why? So he says it's like a miyut. Adam, ha'adam is another miyut. Ein mirach amid el l'rab. So Taisa yomtiv. Bali Musa says Adam means a person. Ha'adam, the man. That only Akum thinks he's the man. We know we're man. Yeah, the other person also, but the man, that's only Akum. Okay, that's just a Muslim. But that's what Gemara says. And he told him, listen, I don't learn Tyrus. In those days, they didn't learn Tyrus, it seems. Right? But that's what he asked. Okay, fine. He told him, we hold like it's not metal. Like you said, Akum is not metal, but oil, to touch him is a different thing. Frektasis. Tamilari, if Eliyahu is a Kayan, we know by Esha Shanamis what happened when a son was Nifter, the Esha Salmana, Benash Almana, Kibinshir, he was Machai Mason. He put himself on it and he went ahead and he was Machai the Mace. By the Benash Almana, Eliel did it. The Ksib. What? No, there's two Maces. There was
Ben.
Right. Esha Tzafrasis. I said Shanamis, it's Tzafrasis. So, Vismay the Dalielad. That's a Aftairu read. Vismay the Dalielad. So how was he allowed to go ahead and be matam himself? Yesh loymar shahaya barer loy shiyichyehu lekach hayamutam mishum pikuach nefesh. To be machaya him was pikuach nefesh. What?
It says vada.
Why does Taisa say vadai? Frekta nitziv. Why does Taisa say vadai? Why doesn't Taisa say pikuach nefesh is muta even because of suffering?
Pikuach nefesh is dead.
Huh? Oh. Zogt an etziv amayi dike chiddish. You know what I mean? When do you say pekuach nefesh is mutter? He says when he's alive, in case he dies. But if he's dead, then you need vadai in order to be mechayim. That's what the etziv says. So Moshe Tan like this. When you talk about a guy who's, a girl is going to be gishmad, you're allowed to be pekuach nefesh because maybe she'll get gishmad, because She'll get geshmat, so it's because she's alive, and she might get geshmat. So you'll be over here. You want to be makarv kids that are already dead because they're not frum, so they're considered dead. That you have to be vadai. That's not a suffix. It's a meridika tsushta. So it's a meridika tsushta. Netziv itself is a meridika chiddush. So I tied it to him just now. I looked up the netziv later. I said maybe the pshat taisvis is like what we're saying. Where it's a school is dikazach, then in a chanami, pekuach nefesh is not mut, unless a vada. If it's a vada, if you know that for sure this is going to help, maybe that's what the chassam sefer is saying. It's tam a school of dikazach that pomim, like Rashi says, pomim, it helps, sometimes it helps. So you're not allowed to do it, because there's school, he can't help a pomim. What was the kapas tomorrow's kasha? What does Rashi say, pomim? What's the difference, pomim? If it helps, it helps. The Torah says, it's like the Rambam says, it's der zgula. Der zgula, pomim does not help, right? Some safest case, whatever the pshat is, let's say we assume it's a vadai. This is something that helps. It's a zgula that's bodek and menusa. So there, yeah, that's the taisa says something that's bodek menusa, even though it's derech zgula, it's not derech tiva. Can be machai mesim only Eliyahu Navi. You machai mesim. That's where it's vadai. Then you're allowed to do it. So that's the two pshatim in the taisa. That could be
one argument. Seem to be comparing love. In other words, we seem to be comparing love to Mas Meis and all of these cases.
Right.
Is a love. Chilul Shabbos is Karis.
Yeah, so but that's Pekuach Nefesh. There's no difference. That's already you're going into Chalukim. We don't find anywhere that there's such a Zach as far as Pekuach Nefesh. I'm just saying is over here Pekuach Nefesh is Mutter, but school is Dick. The Machloik is Chatz HaKabbah. Zachariah says Pomim Shu. Something that's a Vadai could be Mutter. But Kupam, that would be the two Pshatim in the Tziv Pshat or this Pshat that we're saying. That's mutal derech zgula, but only with zavadai. Then some sefer maybe even saying is that it's known that this thing helps.
How much success would you need in schoolers for it to be considered like
that? I don't know. Not la halacha. This is it.
And why isn't there a chilek between a rabbanon?
He goes into maybe the rabbanon's you're allowed. Okay, that already that's already halacha. I don't know. We that's for. Not for us to right now decide. I'm just want to bring the Sherish Advarim that Derech Zgula is also that you see from the Pashas, the Gemara in the way the Rambam learns and that Gemara in Sukkah And just that from this Tosis could be there's a pshat to say that if it's derech zgula and it's vaday, that's what it says. What's up is vaday. Some like Joe Les, what do you need vaday for? If it's mutter, it's mutter. Teretz is like Chaim said that it's apikoch nafsh, the guy's dead. But it's mutter, if it's a vaday, then you're allowed to go ahead and do isurim. It's a vaday going ahead.
You have been listening to a presentation of benstorah.com.